This is Shi'ar Jashub, a Bible study program coming from Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, and today we will be concluding a sermon in my husband's series on the book of Romans. Pastor Greg has been teaching on Romans chapter 1 and verse 11, where the Apostle Paul tells the church at Rome how he longs to see them, that he may impart to them some spiritual gift so that they may be established. When we left off, Pastor had discussed the Greek word stairizo, that is translated established, and which means to set fast, to fix, to strengthen, and establish. And then he read from Acts 16, verse 5, on how the churches were strengthened or established in the faith, with the specific Greek word used there being stereao. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg, and we'll go back a minute or two for context.
Stereao. Stereao. We get the word, the prefix stere or stereo from it. And it means in the Greek to solidify. It's very closely related to the other one. To solidify. To make firm. To strengthen. Literally to make solid. To make solid. And that's why our English word stereo applies to a solid body. And then because it's a solid body, it also then comes to be used for that which has three-dimensional space, right? Stereo. If something's a stereo, it's three-dimensional, right? You get it from all different sides. Three-dimensional. It comes off the root to mean a solid figure as opposed to a flat figure on a piece of paper. Comes off the same Greek word here used in Acts chapter 16, verse 5. The churches were strengthened as the apostles revisit them. They're strengthened, they're made solid. They're made complete. They're made three-dimensional, a solid object. And it's a good picture of what the church should be. The church has to be established. Now, Paul says to them, I long that I may see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, that you might be established, that you might be fixed, that you might be solid, that you might have three dimensions. Too often the church is hollow or it's flat. It's a two-dimensional drawing of what it should be. You know, drawings are nice. They can give you a good representation. I could do a pen and ink drawing. We do it for our business, but it's on a piece of paper. It looks like the real thing, but it's really not the real thing because it's on a piece of paper. The real thing is three-dimensional. The real thing is solid. The real thing can't be moved, it's established, it's firm. It's in stereo. And my contention is that too often the church is flat. It's a picture of what it should be, but it's not established the way it's supposed to be as a solid, real, three-dimensional organization, group, assembly of believers. People coming together truly in the Lord, not just what it looks like on a piece of paper. You think of liturgies, right, in some churches. It's on a piece of paper. And people saying the words could be very good. You know, lift up the Lord. We have lifted him up in our hearts. And the people never know how to lift up the Lord in their hearts. Well, it's on the paper, but it's not solid. It's not three-dimensional. It's not a person lifting God up in their heart. And God is a witness to what really is going on in our hearts. He knows if it's just a two-dimensional representation or the three-dimensional reality, solid, firm, established. Paul senses a need here for the fullness of Christ at Rome. The Spirit is putting it into Paul's heart that he has an important role to play in this church, even though it's already been founded. And we know from Acts, we just read in Acts chapter 23, verse 11, it's the Lord's will, he sees the need for Paul's ministry here in Rome. As you've testified about me in Jerusalem, you must bear witness of me in Rome. This is the goal, to get Paul to Rome. You know, Ephesians chapter 4, what I just read a few moments ago, continues on when it says, and he gave some to be apostles and prophets and teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Right, continues on, verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith, that we all come, not just the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, that we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ. If you can measure the fullness of Christ, we're to know it, we're to measure it, we're to see it, we're to become it. The fullness of Christ. That we should, what happens if we enter that realm of being a three-dimensional, stereo, solid body? Verse 14, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Many of these letters of Paul, he's got to deal with all these crazy ideas that come in, some ideas which are based on the truth and then get twisted by people for cunning, deceptive reasons. We're meant to all come to the knowledge of the fullness of Christ, established, firm, each one. Now, God has apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors and evangelists for the purpose of bringing the body to there, but everyone should get there. It's not that one is to lord it over another in that we have secret information. We know more of the Lord than you. No, they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. I'll write it in their hearts. I'll put it on their minds. That's the new covenant, God tells us in the prophecies of Jeremiah. Paul's vision is to bring them to the fullness of Christ, to the perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But you notice that that's the reason for the offices, but there's also equity, right? Everybody is to come to that point. That's God's will. Matthew 23:8, and you are all brethren. Don't call anyone teacher or rabbi. You're all brethren. The goal is that everyone comes, and you have this tension. We discussed this in the Heavenly Authority series between authority God establishes because he knows the church needs to be edified. He knows the church needs to be built. Strengthened. And the goal is that everyone comes to this point. And so Paul is quick in Romans chapter 1 to clarify. And he says in verse 12, Romans chapter 1, verse 12, that is, after he says, for I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established, he says in verse 12, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Robinson quotes one Bible scholar saying this is an explanatory correction. In other words, very quick, Paul wants to tell them. I'm not saying I'm somebody special in case they say, well, he's coming here. The Lord knows he needs Paul there. He wants Paul there. But it's not because Paul is so special as compared to worth in the sight of God to those at Rome. Paul's very quick to clarify, that is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. My being comforted in you together with you, he's saying to them. He adds that, just as he wants to impart some spiritual gift to them, he adds that they have one for him. And the gift they have for him is that they could be encouraged together, comforted together. The word is sum parakaleo, which comes off the word paraclete, that we get the word paraclete from, to comfort. This is sum, together we comfort each other. We're encouraged together by our mutual faith, both of you and me. We're a mutual blessing to each other. It's not just Paul's faith and Paul's blessing to them. Their faith is a blessing and a comfort to him. It's not one-sided. Neither is it his authority and specialness, as though he was someone to be lifted up. He's telling them, I need you also. I can be fed by you as well. It's not just them receiving a blessing from him. The apostle needs a blessing also. He needs to be comforted by them. He needs them because he's a human like anyone else. And when you have each with a sincere faith, a faith in the heart, God is witness to it, not by appearance. It doesn't make a difference if you have thousands, if all those thousands are putting on a paper, one-dimensional, two-dimensional show, but rather sincerity, even a few, if it's sincere faith, and you come together in your mutual faith, you build each other up. You bless each other. You comfort each other. You encourage each other by your faith. You're not alone in that battle. We talked about the battle a few minutes ago. You're not alone. You can feel alone, but you're not alone. How many times Paul might have felt alone in difficult circumstances as he's preaching in a place where they may not be receiving him as well? But he's not alone. He's got brethren throughout the world. He longs to meet them. He knows God has a mission for him there. There's a ministry he has to conduct there. That's the reality. But he's also going to be blessed by it. He longs to meet them because they will encourage him. We strengthen each other. We build each other. When you have a solid 3D church established in Jesus Christ in sincerity, everybody is built up by the other. We work together because at one moment one can be down and the others pull that person up. And then that person could be down and the others pull that person up. He says, the mutual faith, both of you and me, that I may be encouraged together with you, in you, by our mutual faith. I long to see you. The Spirit will work through them all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the body, for the church, Lord God. We thank you that we're not alone, that you have reserved those who have not bowed the knee to Baal, that love your Son, Christ Jesus, with all their hearts and all their souls and all their minds and all their strength. And that there is a goal that you have for your believers to be not just words on paper or the picture of a church, but a true, solid, established, three-dimensional body. And Father, we pray that you would help us enter that place of being set firm and established in you, in Christ Jesus, that we would not be moved by all the winds of teaching, that we would be strengthened and built up to be the witness you desire us to be in this world. Father, we give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our website address is shiarjashub.org, where you will find a link to the 10:30 live stream of our Sunday service on YouTube.